What we're going to talk about today is thankfulness. This is Thanksgiving week, of course. I hope we haven't waited till this week to be thankful. We do have that time. I see families already coming in. And it's a great time to be together and think of the things that are important in our lives. Follow the traditions of our families, our country, and all those things. And I appreciate Brian's prayer because you notice how it included a lot of thanks. And I think each one of us have to stop in our lives to know that we need to be thankful. And I know that this element in our lives pleases God more than anything. He likes His children to be thankful. And we can prove that by His Word and what He has revealed to us and what He wants of us. And I like to know those things. I am sort of a person that I don't like things in the gray areas. And there are things that in our relationship to God that are mystery and we don't understand exactly, and we wonder about this and we wonder about that. So I appreciate it. And I give thanks to God for the things that I don't have to think about, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is. Amen? So we're going to talk about this today. And I want you to think about, as we go down through this, this idea of being thankful. And it's not just our relationship to God, but it's in our whole life, this idea thing. When our children come up, we sort of have to teach them at least to be courteous as far as being thankful or saying thanks, right? I probably went through that when I was a child. My children someone did something for them, and they stand there, and the parents are going to say, "What do you say? What do you say? What do you say?" And they don't say anything. And finally the parent says, "Say thank you. Say thank you." And she'll say, "Thank you." Somewhere along the line, in doing that, they begin to say, "Thank you for yourself." So I think that we learn this idea, at least the courtesy of saying thanks. And that's our part. Now on the other end, on the other side, I mean, you got the giver, you got the receiver, right? The receiver, when somebody doesn't thank you, how does that make you feel? You see, it's an attachment. It's an emotional thing in our relationship with one another. And also we can see what this is all about in God's eyes. Why? He wants us to be thankful toward Him. And we can know that because we've been on the receiving end when we said, "Well, I just aren't very thankful." I do this and I do that and there's not a word of thanks. You ever been there? You've been there and done that. That's right. So it's a giver, but also a receiving thing that really touches us in ways. We need to determine how to be thankful always. And it has to be a part of our personality, of our character in our relationship to God. And that spilling over to God in thankfulness, that exuberance that we can have in relationship to God will indeed spill over into our very lives and our relationship with Him. Right?
One of the things I've learned is that I know a lot of, so in my wife, indeed, there's nothing good to come back. It just comes natural to me. Anybody who does something for me, but people don't have to do it. You know, they don't have to. I mean, they don't have to do it. But one of the matter is, I think sometimes the lack of thankfulness is lost. I just got to make it a habit. Even starting to pray, it's always one thing. See, what God does for you, because He loves you, not just because you can't, but because He loves you.
Yes.
And I learned in an early age, as you were saying, your parents, grandparents, and all that stuff, what do you say? Some things just stay with me. And I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
I'm really thankful for it.
You know, in the Bible, the word thanks is there 73 times. As I'm trusting in someone else's count. I didn't count them all myself. But I read just yesterday that it's in there. Thanks is in there 73 times. And that's Old Testament and New Testament. And it's in there in other ways. You got not only thanks, you've got thankful. And you have thankfulness. That's in there too, so that adds to that number. And then you have in there, by way of implication, by just reading, and you see the attitude or what's being said is a word of being thankful. So we have that. And if you take that all into consideration, the Bible has an awful lot said about thanks. And when you read in Psalms, the Psalms of David and others, there's an awful lot of thanksgiving in there. The reality of God in a person's life and how that makes them who they are. We need to think about what is this thing? We can define it, but what is behind a true, real thankfulness in one's life? Ray mentioned that you do this just automatically after you do it. Thank you, thank you. It's something that's just a part of us. But have you ever thought about thing that's inside you that pushes you toward that thankfulness in your relationship to God, but also in your relationship to loved ones around you or anyone? What is the element?
I think it's awareness of what's being done for you.
Awareness of what's being done for you.
Because I think a lot of things you take for granted. But when you're aware how much people put into whatever it is they're doing for you, it should bring an automatic gratefulness, thankfulness.
It's an expression of a measure of love.
Yes.
Amen. An expression, a measure of love. Yes. That's what we need.
I was going to say, think about what Rena is saying too. It's the appreciation. You know, that's when I was young. You appreciated something that was done for you, especially if, your parents was teaching you. You should appreciate what was being done for you. That's why you said thank you. And as time goes on, the more that you done for you, the more you appreciate it. So you readily will say thank you to show that you appreciate it being done. But I think a lot of kids today have some grown ups. they don't appreciate as much, you know, as like they take for granted, like I was mentioned before, they expect, you know, you're supposed to do this for me, you know. And so the thank you part don't come in because they don't really appreciate it because you gonna do this anyway. You know, I'm gonna get it, you're gonna give it to me. So, you know, I just look at you and give it to me, sooner or later you're gonna give it to me. I don't appreciate it. I don't have that feeling as I would have, you know, what was a year younger.
What kind of words are you hearing, Betty?
The word, two words, thank you, it carries a lot of meaning. It shows your character, who you are, what you are, what you made of. And many do know. Many know.
Yeah.
Stick up the last with my children at school. Stay good now. Stay safe. And I even answer yes, ma'am, no, so they can figure out. But the children, they need to look at them. Is it well, small? No, you don't say it's a yes, no, no, sir. And I'm going to go, she says that. She gave it to my mom. She gave that to us. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Manage, no.
And that's our being thankful. Saying thanks is a wonderful courtesy between two people, I think. And I mentioned already, there's a giver and there is a receiver on that. And I to look at both of it is very interesting to me. But already in your comments, yeah, you can see there's a complexity in this, isn't there? It isn't just a simple courtesy. There's something going on here that is, I think, purely human. And not only that, it's something going on that God has really placed in us. And I think it's something that throughout life, if you're not a thankful person, that you have to work it out of your life and not necessarily into it. You really have to work at it to be hard. You see? Who else had to hear?
I'm just going to say, I agree with her, and it brings you back to having to be conscious of what's being done for you. I think especially with God, there are so many things that He blesses us with that I think we kind of tend to take for granted. For example, every breath we take, every heartbeat we have, we take it for granted it's going to keep going on. But really, it's a gift that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we need to mention that, you know, when we go to God in prayer.
You specific. That's
exactly.
A good thing. To be specific about what you're thankful for. Now, the negative part of this, maybe the negative side of it, as we look at those who aren't thankful, is in Romans, the first chapter. First chapter, verse 21, and look at it. This is looking at it from the negative side. But we can see that from this viewpoint, we can see where this can eventually take us if we don't have this personality trait of being thankful to God. And it says, and it's talking about what went wrong with mankind here. You read the whole thing. But it says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And it goes on to further tell how they became totally depraved because of this kind of attitude. They did not care to have God in their lives or knowledge of Him. But they weren't thankful. That's one key reason. They weren't thankful. Let's look at some of the scriptures. If you like to put these down or turn to them, just to save a little time, because time runs out so quick. And I would like to cover some of this. We could have a whole series on this kind of thing. It would be a good series, wouldn't it? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. And the Word says this: therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. So this is included in an idea of worship. It's worship. To give thanks to God is the highest kind of worship to God. And we connect that generally with thanks and praise. Thanks and praise. And when you get the idea of between two people, that same thing is involved. You got the giver of thanks and you have the receiver. The giver has something in his heart that he just or she just wants to express. Like Jerry was saying, it's an expression of love to feel that thankfulness, and you just want to express it, love. But then you have the receiver on the other hand that is expecting, I don't know how to put it better, maybe you can, expecting some kind of praise. Is that right? I'm not talking about the lack of humility. That could go into the lack of humility. But we are expecting something. And it is, thank you, I'm grateful for what you did, a hug, something that comes out. And it's this thing that's between the two. Right? Yes. Very good.
They don't realize, those who don't are not thankful, that they don't deserve it, as was discussed earlier. So they're receiving something they don't deserve. So they appreciate life more when they have a thankful heart. You know, Romans 5:8 tells us, God has sent this, God has distributed this, demonstrated his love towards us. While we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time when they ask me, how are you doing? I bless more than I deserve. Because I look at my life, even with all the struggles, and some of y'all know the struggles I go through right now, with all the struggles I go through, I still realize that I'm blessed. Blessed by this congregation who supports me in so many ways. Blessed by my family. Blessed by God's favor. Makes me appreciate life more, having a thankful heart. And I think, like we said earlier, that the generation coming up is a generation thinking that they are deserve it. They are automatically supposed to receive it. And mm-hmm. losing out on life and really knowing what it's really about, receiving things that you need to deserve.
Yeah.
And showing that back to the person appreciating it.
And if you start looking at this closer and closer, you'll find that you can't have the extent of love that God wants you to have without that element.
Love, my mom always said, love is the greatest thing. One of the things they work out tomorrow. And that's a good thing. You're not looking for the same. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where you know. Yeah. I want to look at some of the scriptures. Colossians 1, verse 12. And I'm not going to read all that. You should read these, where it's contained, and not just in verses. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Giving thanks to God. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, which also you were called in one body, and be thank you. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. One of the signs of someone that has come into spiritual maturity is this thankfulness. Because God is there in their life. You see? Jesus is really dwelling in. The Spirit of God is dwelling in this person, and he or she has discovered it. And upon discovering that, you begin to realize just how thankful you are. And the scripture that Brian had does, where God, when we were yet sinners. You see, there's more people in this world that have not discovered that than they have. Because upon that discovery, it does something to you. And one of the things is this gratefulness in your heart. Let's see. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, and what now? In everything, give thanks. Okay? You think about it now. Think about it. In everything, give thanks. For this is, look at that scripture now, listen to it. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Is there any other interpretations of that? Is that pretty clear to you? Is there a clarity there? I think there's a clarity there. In everything, give thanks. Doesn't leave out anything. So this brings us to the idea, or the place is, what gets in the way of our being thankful? Some words that I put together that are closely related to giving thanks is the words blissful, delighted, gratified, happy, joyful, joyous, pleased, satisfied, glad, tickled. I like the word tickled. Yes. Great. Get your songbook out. You should have Chris do this. I won't, but I'm sure he knows this. 742, and it tells us a little bit about what things can get in our way if we allow it. But this song really is talking about counting our blessings. But look at the words before we get into the chorus where it says, count your blessings. You ready to sing? When up on life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
I love that song. But you see what the writer is saying? And those things are the things that sometimes to some people we have to be very conscious of this, get in our way as far as being thankful. Because we get so down and so out, we forget about what we have.
The devil wants us to think in terms of what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And instead of what you've all done for all my life, what are you doing for me? What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And he wants us to get in that mindset so we're always expecting something rather than being thankful all the time.
That's right. You see, it says, went up on life, billow you are tempest tossed. How many here have been there? I think of probably 100%. You know, you're tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, how many of us have been there? Thinking all is lost? This really hits home. There is where you count your blessings, it says. Name them one by one. I like it even from the opposite way. You think about what you have right here and now. Think what you have. And you start extracting those things that you know is important in your life right now. Think about, I'm going to take this out. What would life be without that? Or what would life be without her or him? Or what would life be, you see, without my home? And this makes you really think about what you... Yes. You know, I was baptized in the Lord when I was 20 years old. A long time ago. I think I was 20 around there. 18, 19, 20.
Right? You know, God got a way of throwing
Yeah, well,
some countries, they don't even have faucet water.
That's
you know,
right.
You just go and get
that's
that
right. Water. We take that for granted, don't we?
You know, with our blessings and our thankfulness, you never know how much it is. But you do it. Because it's Christmas and you embrace it. You know, so we have been so blessed. My husband, from the congregation.
You know, I know what you're talking about, David. I see you two here. And you know it already. Just you know how much you two are a blessing for all of us. And we see the difficulty and the trouble and the things there, but we also, it's a blessing. I had this, you know, grumbling and griping is another side of not being thankful. And you know, we look in the scriptures, and you'll see how God did not like that at all. The children of Israel, when they were grumbling, they were in hot water, really. But we look at that, and some people are always grumbling. For instance, because roses have thorns. Ow! Why did God put thorns on those beautiful flowers? But someone that says, I am thankful that the thorns have roses. Different way to think about things, isn't it? I have another quote here. Another quote. We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. Harry A. Ironside. I don't know who that is, but it's a good quote, isn't it? What you got to think about here is when you get into that mode of discontent, dissatisfaction, that's the very time that you start actively praising more. I think that's what it's saying, isn't it? Which is, and I'm always pointing this out, this is a good reason to be at church. Not, well, why do I have to be there again? I almost go to sleep. No, that sort of a thing, it doesn't have to be because your heart and your soul is so active in this. I did it with talking about. Honestly, I'm ready to praise the Lord. And I'm happy to have you with me praising the Lord. But if you weren't there, I'd be praising the Lord anyway. But I'm glad that I can come somewhere and be with you and do this together. Right?
You know, we all so often let God treat us like we see him. Always complaining, murmuring.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what, I'm going to take the offering. I want to take some of the things yes. that I blessed you with. I'm not going to allow you to help.
Yes.
You know, we so oftentimes forget how good God is. And we're not looking at the joy that he brings to us. So many people, all they do is complain. I think many of us have seen people that ever have anything good to say about anybody or about anything.
We can get in that mode.
And get in that situation. But I have too many reasons to be thankful to God.
And that's why we love you.
It doesn't have to be that.
Your health issues and things that you have, and you are an inspiration. You and Betty are an inspiration because of that. How can you maintain that? How can that be? I'm saying all that to say.
It's the will of God.
Yes. And then our dear brother Rick C. has this cancer, and he's in the middle. He's got his esophagus bypassed and the tube in his stomach right now. That's the way he has to eat right now. And we're going to go this afternoon and eat this wonderful meal. And I think and talk to Rick. And he's got this joyful thankfulness that I just say, I don't know, Lord. Put me in the same thing. Am I going to be like that? Can I be like him? Because it's hard to visualize, you see? It's a hard thing.
And your energy is aiding your healing.
Yeah. Which was going to, I'm going to say something here, Betty. We're going to go out on this. We're already past time, but here's what I just discovered. We're all in to eating well and being healthy, and I'm talking about our society now. That's very important. This is from this guy here. Evidently, he's Indian. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but he's the head of the Division of Biologic Psychology at Duke University Medical Center, and he says this. If thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product with health maintenance indication for every major organ system. So now you know, to be thankful keeps you healthy. So it has that kind of side effect. God knows what he's talking about and doing. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.